This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked the somber milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In fact, that figure is now more than 501,000. It's a little more than a quarter of that in the United States. We're also looking at more than 10.1 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.5 million in the U.S. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestones a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has an urgent responsibility to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. Five U.S. states, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada, reported record-breaking daily numbers of new coronavirus cases Saturday. The Pan American Health Organization said that across Latin America, the number of cases exceeds 2 million. Colombia now has 88,000 plus cases, a number higher than a total reported by China, which is more than 84,000. Brazil surged to more than 1.3 million infections, second only to the United States. A troubling rise in infections was also reported in India, where the Times of India said that more than 18,000 new cases were recorded Saturday, surpassing Friday's record of more than 17,000. Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas and one of the world's most crowded, is particularly threatened by the coronavirus, and the situation there could deteriorate fast. In Haiti, which has a population of around 11 million, the spread has outpaced its testing capacity so much that its coronavirus task force declared that symptoms were enough to diagnose COVID-19. So far, Haiti has confirmed more than 5,700 cases. This is VOA News.